Welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, September 30th, 2020. Precious metal prices steadied Wednesday amid rising uncertainty and a falling dollar. U.S. stocks rose as investors cheered growing hopes that politicians might reach a new $2 trillion coronavirus bailout agreement. Today in the news, investors should be putting their money into gold now as it represents a very good hedge ahead of risk events such as the U.S. election, according to UBS Global Wealth Management, reported to CNBC. We like gold because we think that gold is likely to actually hit about $2,000 an ounce by the end of the year, according to Kevin Tay, the firm's regional chief investment officer. And gold has certain hedges to it in the event of uncertainty over the election and the COVID-19 pandemic. Retail bankruptcies, liquidations, and store closures in the U.S. reached record highs in the first half of 2020 as the COVID-19 pandemic accelerated industry changes, reports Wall Street Journal. In the first 6 months, 18 retailers filed for Chapter 11 protection, mostly concentrated in apparel, footwear, home furnishings, grocery, and department stores. Government-mandated store closures and social distancing measures have intensified challenges facing brick-and-mortar retailers. Quote, I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon, said Andy Grazier, co-president of the commercial and real estate advisory firm. Well, the Census Bureau's report on income and poverty in the U.S. for 2019 clearly shows that pre-pandemic, President Trump's economic success blew past that of any other presidency, reports Fox Business. The Census Bureau reported that real median household income grew to $68,703 in 2019, an impressive 6.8% increase over 2018. It was the largest one-year increase in median income on record going back to 1967. And the real median income grew by an even greater 7.9% for Black Americans, 7.1% for Hispanic Americans, and 10.6% for Asian Americans. And lastly, the New York Times report on Donald Trump's taxes will affect the election, quote, barely at all, reports National Review. Americans are really quite tolerant of petty personal corruption in tax matters. Our tax code is complex and filled with giveaways to various political constituencies. The truth is, almost no one in either party wants to simplify the tax code or, and here's the perverse part, to make it more effective. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America Gold News Daily. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.